Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 30th edition. Hope you all had a great Thursday. Interesting five-game main slate. If you listen to the show on Thursday, you should have done pretty well, actually, based on the stacks I liked and the pitching. You should have been just fine, and to see how that goes. But we got 12 games for you on Friday. Should be a ton of fun. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric. All my podcasts, all my written content will be located there. Just got done recording Bubba in the Bloom. Weekly episode with Ryan Bloomfield. Some really good stuff there for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. But check it all out on Twitter at BDentric. Let's talk totals on this slate. We don't have them all yet, but we've got enough. Twins, Orioles, 8.5. Brewers, Pirates, 8.5. Red Sox, Jays, 9. Giants, Mets, 9. Astros, Rangers, 9. Tigers, Rockies, 11.5. Coors Field Special. Dodgers, Royals, 9.5. Yankees, Cardinals, 9.5. D-backs, Angels, 9.5. Rays, Mariners, 7.5. The Reds total got taken down. Oh, that's a day game. Never mind. But yeah, basically almost every total is 9 or above. That's everything you need to know about how bad the pitching is on this slate. It's pretty dreadful. So let's talk about this. Top price pitcher on the slate is Shane McClanahan. Shane O'Mac, $11,000 at the Seattle Mariners. McClanahan left his last start with the lower back issues. It appears to be fine. Done all the testing. They're letting him go. You got to trust that. If he is fully healthy, this is a phenomenal matchup against the Seattle Mariners. A team over the last 3 weeks striking out almost 30% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They are hitting 291 with a 135 ISO, but a ton of strikeouts. And Shane O'Mac is good for racking up the Ks when healthy. Of course, before the last early exit against Kansas City, it was 5Ks, 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 7Ks, basically getting 20-plus points each and every time out there. Phenomenal matchup versus Seattle. So if Shane McClanahan's healthy, which we have to assume he is, lock in a great start there at $11,000 for Shane McClanahan. I like James Paxton. I'm not going to throw him in Toronto with the injury concerns. That could backfire. Just I'll say that much. Toronto, 22% K rate, 270 average, 161 ISO. I'd rather pay up the other $700 to get Shane McClanahan or save some cash, and let's have some fun with some cheaper options here, like Bobby Miller. Bobby Miller has been bad of late. The last two starts have been dreadful for Bobby Miller. He's allowed 13 runs over his last 9 2/3 innings against Houston and San Francisco. But he's still a strikeout guy, 5 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. He was a 20-plus point machine. And the reason I like him is he's going up against the Kansas City Royals, and this is a team you can definitely go to take advantage of, a team that's just slumping at the plate. It's the nicest way I can put it. Over the last 3 weeks, the Royals striking out 23% of the time, hitting 239 with a 133 ISO, first right-handed pitching. So Bobby Miller at 89 is in play for you on this slate. I really want to like Griffin Canning. The Arizona Diamondbacks bats scare me. Canning just went into Coors and was filthy. 6 shutout for 7 Ks. He's got you 5 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts and 5 of his last 6, actually. That's been very, very effective. He's got you basically 16 or more points in 6 straight starts. So he gives you a really, really good floor. It's an Arizona team that over the last 3 weeks, 19.5% K rate, 282 average, 198 ISO. So a ton of offensive potency in that D-backs lineup, and that's what gives me a little concern when we're talking Griffin Canning. Now, in tournaments, if you want to use Griffin Canning, I kind of bring these guys up on bigger slates. He's a great tournament play because he has literally put up almost 30 points his last time out in Coors Field. So he's got a tremendous ceiling, and the floor is usually pretty good even against tough matchups. This is a very tough matchup against Arizona. So in tournaments, you can go Canning if you want. I have no problem with that at $8,300. I'd rather pivot and go to Dean Kramer at $8,100. At home against the Minnesota Twins, Kramer's put up 16 or more points in 4 of his last 5 outings. In 5 of he's been a beast. 15, he basically has a 15-point floor right now. He's been very, very effective. He's got at least 5 innings and 5 straight starts, 3 earned runs or less in 4 out of the 5, and more importantly, at least 5 K. Strikeouts have been there for Dean Kramer. That's what we want to see. He's facing a Twins team striking out 28% of the time while hitting 251 with the 175 ISO versus righties over the last 3 weeks. So Dean Kramer, I like quite a bit at $8,100 on this slate. Osvaldo Beto is a guy that I've been playing a ton, but that's because he was super cheap. Now he's priced up to $7,800, and I don't know if he's got the ceiling we're looking for. Consistent strikeout guy, five or more Ks. He's gotten at least five innings in back-to-back starts. He's gotten up to 96 pitches, which is great. He's limiting the damage. He's doing all the things you're looking for out of a young pitcher. And he gets to face the Milwaukee Brewers. This is why he might be in play. A Brewers team striking out 29% of the time versus righties, hitting 203 with the 123 ISO. So if you want to trust that, maybe Beto can just like really take it to the next level at $7,800. He is a tournament play. It's almost like, though, for 500 more, do you take the chance on Canyon in the tournament over Beto? Guess we'll see what lineups look like on Friday. But I want to at least mention Osvaldo Beto or Beto at $7,800 on this one. After that, though, it's murky as usual. Like, part of me wants to play Michael Lorenzen and Coors, and part of me realizes I should just stop and don't even think about that. Luis Medina at 58 would be one I would kind of keep an eye on here. He's usually only going four or five, so usually have an opener for him. That's the downside, but four more Ks in four straight starts. The ceiling's the issue. There's really no ceiling. You're paying $5,800. And the reason I bring him up is it's a White Sox team that's struggling, 24% K rate, 235 ISO, or average, 214 ISO. So you got that going for you. The other guy I'll mention is Alec Marsh, making his MLB debut for the Kansas City Royals against the Los Angeles Dodgers. I usually wouldn't pitch anybody for the most part versus the Dodgers, but I mention it because a lot of strikeouts in Marsh's arm. He's got like a 27% K rate in the minors this year, does have a near 12% walk rate. That's not the greatest thing, but he's been pretty darn effective making his debut. But again, it's the Dodgers, so they're coming out of Coors. Maybe they'll have a Coors hangover. You got that going. 23% K rate, 237 average, 143 ISO versus right-handed pitching. He's only $4,000. If somehow Marsh can go five innings, you're in good shape. So that's why I want to bring up Alec Marsh as a punt at $4,000. So recapping your pitching, Shane O'Mac at 11K would be one of my dudes for sure. Don't mind Bobby Miller, but then Griffin Canning, Dean Kramer, Beto, and Marsh. That's the pitching I'm looking at. If you want my four, McClanahan, Kramer, Canning, and Marsh would be my four right now. But it's a very, very, very interesting slate, to say the least.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
Let's talk bats on this 12-game Friday slate here. I'll start at the catcher's position. Yeah, Will Smith, the $5,800 going up against the aforementioned Marsh. It could be a big spot for the Dodgers in that game. but you can also save a few dollars. Like Travis Dare notes, $4,800 versus Hoeing. Hoeing almost had a no-no for the Marlins his last time out. Be interesting to see how that one plays out. If you think Bobby Miller still stinks after his last two starts, Sal Perez at $4,700 at Kansas City stack could be fun. Don't mind the Rangers as usual. Jonah Heim at $4,600 against the youngster Blanco of Houston. Texas is very, very, very live on this slate. So Heim at $4,600 is another guy to keep in mind. You got Elias Diaz and Coors at 44 versus Lorenzen. He'd be in play. If you think Bido takes a step back, William Contreras is actually swinging it well. He's one of the few Brewers that is. Contreras is $4,300 as well. Going below 4K now, you do have Jake Rogers at 4K going into Coors. That's not a bad price for Rogers, but I'd rather go down cheaper if you're going to save money on catcher. Patrick Bailey's $3,700 for Cookie Carrasco. I like that quite a bit as Bailey continues to just beast out. So he'd be one I look at. Yainer Diaz versus John Gray at 33. I'll keep playing that one over and over again. Man, the Yasmani Grandal season's just been a roller coaster of emotions for us, but $3,200 for side A's team, Medina and the bullpen is kind of intriguing. Not sure I'm going to get there, but it is worth noticing if you want to stack the White Sox for some reason. Shea Langeliers at $2,500 is a great value on this slate. You get the lefty Banks making the spot start for the White Sox, most likely a bullpen game for the White Sox. So Shea Langeliers at $2,500 would be a very, very nice value on this slate. First base for you, you got Otani at 65. It's always great. Hit another home run on Thursday. But Matt Olson at 64 is really solid. Freddie Freeman versus Marsh at 6K. All really good plays there. Going down cheaper, though, going down even below 5K, we'll just drop down. Brandon Drury faces the lefty Henry. I love the Angels tonight. Drury's first base, second base eligible. We love Brandon Drury versus lefties. He's $4,800. That's a good tournament look. Yeah, CJ Cronin Coors at 46. That's fine. Nathaniel Lowe versus Blanco at 44 is very nice as well. Lamont Wade Jr. at 41 versus Cookie is there. We love Torque versus lefties. If you guys listen to me, he double-donged on Thursday. And then he hit a home run on Tuesday against the lefties. Hit three home runs in the last two games facing left-handed starting pitching. Torkelson gets Austin Gomber and Coors Field at $4,000. You know what to do. Some other guys down here, though. You got Rowdy Tellez. One of these days will get going. He's $3,700. Jose Abreu is still 33. It is John Gray. I like John Gray. Don't get me wrong, but good spot there. Andrew Vaughn, we've affirmed versus lefties, but he's hitting everything right now. He's $3,200 versus Medina. He'd be another guy for you. Going below 3K now. Tristan Casas is $2,800 versus Barrios. We love our cheap Casas. So he's there for you. Other than that, there shouldn't be a ton at the first. Like, I'm not, I know Vogelbach is a cult classic, but I'm not going there. Second base position for you here. Semien at 59 is totally fine. Love Albies at 56 as well. If you're fading Griffin Canning, you better have Ketel Marte in your lineup at 54. Another good argument for Griffin Canning, Corbin Carroll's probably out of the lineup on Friday. That's a big plus for Griffin Canning. But Ketel Marte at 54 is there. Thayer Estrada at 52. I'd probably just pay for Ketel Marte, but both are fine. Below 5K, you got Brandon Drury at 48, who we obviously love on this slate. Going down below 4K now. It gets a little dicier here. You got Westberg of Baltimore is up to $3,200. It's kind of losing a little bit of appeal, but still very good. He's averaging almost 10 points per game since he's been called up. That still pays off at $3,200. Westberg, second base, third base eligible. That flexibility is very nice. But, you know, in reality, Andy Ibañez, who we keep talking about, he's second base outfield eligible, goes into Coors, hitting third. He's $3,000. It's like they did a great job by pricing Torque up, by pricing Jake Rogers up. They forgot about little Andy Ibañez, the number three hitter for the Detroit Tigers at $3,000. So you can pretty much just play that if you choose. Harold Castro's here at 28. But yeah, just pretty much if you're going to play a cheap second baseman, play our boy from Detroit. That's where you're looking at on this slate. Third base for you, Austin Riley at 55 is fine. Rafael Devers at 51. Muncy's back. He's 5K. But I like Ryan McMahon and Coors at 48. Gunnar Henderson at 47. Just keep playing him. Josh Young at 47. Bregman's on fire. So like this McMahon Henderson Young range, $4,700 to $4,800, makes it really hard for me to pay all the way up at the position. I like all those guys right there, even at their price points. Some cheaper prices though. Royce Lewis is $3,400 for Dean Kramer. I like the improvements Dean Kramer's made. I don't mind using Dean Kramer in DFS on Friday night, but Royce Lewis at $3,400 has a much higher ceiling than that price tag has to offer. They'll get that fixed hopefully sooner than later. Josh Donaldson hit a nuke, an absolute bomb on Thursday. He's 33 versus Liberatore. A lot of swing and miss with Donaldson, but we know when he gets locked in, especially versus lefties, it's a good thing. Liberatore's been horrible, just dreadful right now. So Donaldson at 33 is nice. Mentioned Westberg at 32 already. He's in play for you. Going below 3,000 now. Brett Beatty's $2,900 versus Alex Cobb. I'm not a big Alex Cobb right now. Very, very inconsistent. So Beatty at 29 is not bad. Casey Schmidt of the Giants at 29 versus Carrasco is another value on this slate. And other than that, nothing at this point in time. Shortstop position for you. Mookie Betts is 61. That's always fine. Corey Seager at 6K is awesome as well. We talk about both of them all the time. Cheaper plays, though, I guess cheaper than 6K. You go down to the 4K range. Gunnar Henderson at 47. Francisco Lindor at 46. I'll keep mentioning how he's still way too cheap for the love he's getting. So Lindor at 46 against Cobb is very, very nice. Don't mind Carlos Correa if you're attacking Kramer. Like one off would be Royce Lewis. If you're stacking Minnesota, Correa at 45 should be in play. I like Lindor over Correa, though, if you have to differentiate between the two. Going down below 4K, Ezekiel Tovar at 38, still too cheap. Talk about him pretty much all the time, especially in Coors. $3,800 hitting second, going against Lorenzen. That's awesome. So I'm a big fan of that at $3,800. Low threes into the twos now. You got like Jorge Mateo down here for Baltimore's 31. If you need to, Casey Schmidt at 29. I mentioned him already. Those would be a couple to look at. I love how Bobby Dalbec has shortstop eligibility. He's in AAA, by the way, so don't even worry about that. It just made me laugh when I saw that right now. So, yeah, nothing else really down here. Outfield on the 12-game slate will have a ton, especially with all the hitting options we have on this slate. So, you got Acuña at 66. You got Shohei. You got Trout. Those are all fine. Mookie Betts at 61 is awesome. Like them all, as usual. Whoever you're stacking, play that guy. Going down cheaper, though, you got Adelis Garcia. Gets overlooked a lot at 56 just because it's tough to pay for Simeon and Seager and Adelis. So you got that going for you. JD Martinez had another monster game on Thursday. He's 55 versus Marsh. He's one to keep in mind. Jazz Chisholm is hitting all the home runs since he returned. He's $5,200 versus Mike Soroka. That could be a great tournament play because not many will play the Miami Marlins. And the Miami Marlins are one of the contrarian stacks I like on this slate because as much as I like Soroka, he has been very volatile and very hittable. And in Truist Park, the ball flies. So Marlins are very much in play. And Jazz Chisholm at 52, definitely very much in play. Kyle Tucker went deep on Tuesday. He's 51. Cedric Mullins versus Pablo Lopez at 49. Not too shabby. Jock Jams at 49 versus Cookie is a good look. There's Soler, another Marlins bat at 48. Hunter Renfroe, I love this play at 47. We love Renfroe versus lefties. Renfroe's hitting very, very well. Actually talked about him in a listener question on Thursday's Bubba in the Bloom. So if you want to check that out, go for it. Renfroe's improving tremendously at the plate. He's $4,700. You got Lubob at 47 versus Medina. That's way too cheap as well. So enjoy that. Michael Harris the second at 46. He's hitting everything under the sun right now. So that's a beautiful price tag. Anthony Santander at 45 is good. In a tournament, I don't mind Giancarlo at 45. He used to always boom or bust, but he's streaking right now, and he gets the garbage Liberatore. I got Nolan Jones and Coors at 45. Always a fan of Nolan Jones. Christian Yelich at 44 versus Beto is good, especially if you're getting a little Milwaukee mini stack or something going on there. Going down farther now, like Lourdes Gurriel at 43. If you're attacking canning, that works. Eddie Rosario at 42 versus Hoing is good as well. I mentioned on yesterday's show, I love Brandon Nimmo, way too cheap. Well, Brandon Nimmo went deep. I like him again at 42 versus Cobb. Don't like the matchup as much as I like the one on Thursday, but still a good spot for Brandon Nimmo, just never priced appropriately. So I'm good with that. Eloy Jimenez at 41. Brian De La Cruz, another Miami bat for $4,000 is one you could keep in mind. But similar to this whole week, Jurickson Profar is $4,000 leading off in a great matchup. Keep playing him. Like, I love the Profar-Tovar combo at 4,038. I keep saying this every show now. DK hasn't changed the price. Great matchup versus Michael Lorenzen. So have fun with some Profar and Tovar at those price tags. Don't mind Austin Hayes if you're stacking the Baltimore Orioles at 39. Not a one-off, but a stack. Kerry Carpenter at 39 is too cheap against Austin Gomber. That's fun. Some other ones down here. Ezekiel Duran keeps crushing balls. He's 36 versus Blanco. Harrison Bader versus lefty had a good game on Thursday. He's 36 versus Liberatore. So that's a good spot as well. There's so many plays. Matt Vierling leading off for Detroit at 35 against Gomber's outstanding as well. Leody Tavares is 33. As usual, a ton of value on this low range. Jack Swinsky, he's always a great tournament value against right-handed pitching against Freddie Peralta at $3,300. Not a must play, but a good tournament play. Tommy Pham is a great cash game play and tournament play at $3,200. He is mashing baseballs. So keep him in mind. Going down even cheaper now, Jesus Sanchez at 31 from Miami is another piece of Miami's action. Below 3K now. Pavin Smith probably gets to start against Canyon at $2,900. Not saying play him, but he'll be a value. Max Kepler at 28 will be a value versus Kramer. He'll be one to keep an eye on. Aaron Hicks at 27 is another value for Baltimore if you're stacking Baltimore. Corey Jolks at 26 versus Gray. Joey Weimer versus Beto at 26. I actually like that quite a bit if you're not using Beto or Beto, whatever his name is, with Joey Weimer in that matchup. And other than that, check your lineups. There'll be more down here throughout the day. Recapping pitching, my main four, Shane O'Mac at $11,000, Griffin Canyon at 83, Dean Kramer at 81, and Alec Marsh at $4,000. Stacks for days. If you want to stack against Kramer, you can, but give me Baltimore versus Pablo Lopez. That's worth a gamble here. Don't mind both sides of San Francisco and the Mets. More of just play some one-off values. Miami versus Atlanta is your contrarian stack for me. Houston's bats are heating up, so keep them on your radar. But Texas versus Houston, Texas stack, I like a ton. That's one of my favorite ones. Dodgers will be popular. Detroit, Colorado, great game stack. I like probably the Detroit side a little better, but both really good looks. Don't mind the Yankees versus Liberatore. That's a very strong one. And then that should be it. There's tons of weather concerns around the day, so keep an eye on that. But it's going to be a fun slate. See what the lineups bring out. I'll have my cheat sheet out for you on Game of the Edge Fantasy to get you ready for that. Plus, I'll be in the Discord over there most of the day if you have questions. But that'll do it, folks. Hope you all have a great weekend. I'll be back with you guys to get you ready for July 3rd's Monday edition. This is our last June podcast of the season. And I hope you have a great weekend. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 30th edition. Catch you all next time.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.